This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You hear a lot about the colleges that are based in and around Silicon Valley and how they're responsible for a lot of the things that have happened in high tech the past couple of decades. You hear a lot less about the education that the children of people who live and work in Silicon Valley get. That's in part because it's really two stories. You work at Google or Facebook or almost anywhere else in high tech, you get a decent paycheck, and so you can afford to send your kids to innovative and expensive preschools. But a new study shows that right nearby are parents with far fewer choices when it comes to early education for their kids. From KPCC, Deepa Fernandez takes a look at the kindergarten divide.
To get a sense of what it's like to be a preschooler in Silicon Valley, I took a tour of two very different communities. I started in Palo Alto, home to some of the hottest new startups that are making, well, loads of money. Homes here sell for, on average, $2.5 million, and parents have lots of childcare choices.
We're going to take three nice deep breaths all together.
Like this preschool that starts the day with mindfulness. It's called the Alt School, and it dubs itself School Reimagined. There's savvy technology use, like this workout with a cool basketballer.
7, 8, 9.
Beam him in via laptop, internet, and a huge screen.
Stand with your feet about shoulder width apart like this.
And just like good startup culture, teacher Jen Aguilar models that it's okay to fail.
Oh, goodness. And Andy, oh, wow. I made two mistakes this morning. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, what should I do?
The startup culture and mentality is really about how do we give students autonomy and choice.
Chris Basilko is the head of school at Alt.
So they can see themselves as active agents, active doers in the process, not just consumers of education.
Innovation abounds. How about an app to keep parents updated? Cindy Jett Stolp has a preschooler at Alt.
On our smartphones, there's a little icon that's a parent portal. They would show us some of the things Mikey took pictures of and his observations.
This model impressed Mark Zuckerberg and other venture capitalists so much that they gave the school $100 million last year. Preschool tuition is about $27,000 a year. These, you might say, are the lucky kids, the four-year-old haves.
Our study looked at preschool participation in Silicon Valley.
And if you ask Gina Adams of the nonpartisan think tank, the Urban Institute, Silicon Valley is also home to the four-year-old have-nots.
And we found that even in a place of great wealth and innovation like Silicon Valley, you still find significant proportions of low-income kids who are not participating in preschool.
Betsy Nikolchev of the Family Engagement Institute at Foothill College is my guide to see the other side of the preschool divide.
As we head just across the 101 freeway, we enter East Palo Alto, and it's literally two different worlds.
As an early childhood expert, Nikolchev has spent a lot of time in preschools here. In East Palo Alto, there are about 3,000 kids under five. But only about 500 places available in licensed childcare. So while a lot of kids in East Palo Alto are probably being watched by a neighbor or parent, the lucky ones might get a seat here.
It is a child development center.
We're outside a preschool where there's graffiti and the play equipment is old. There's little greenery. So how's the education here?
It's questionable about how ready the children are after experiencing that upon entering kindergarten.
And that's where I meet 4-year-old Jesus, who attends this preschool.
Yo quiero ser un helicóptero.
This aspiring helicopter pilot is lucky to have a seat here, his mother, Inez Alcala, tells me. His older sister missed out on preschool because there was just nothing available. This immigrant mother from Mexico has heard about the preschools across the freeway in Palo Alto.
But they're so far away, and I don't have a car. It would be too hard to walk there with my two small kids.
And there's also the cost. The Urban Institute report found many barriers, like transportation issues and even language barriers, hinder immigrant families from accessing quality childcare, says Gina Adams.
It's, for example, a number of programs are part day. If you're a full-time working parent, that can be hard.
There is some good news for little ones in East Palo Alto. Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan are funding a new school here, set to open in August. There'll be free infant and toddler care as well as preschool. And maybe some of the bells and whistles from the other side of the 101. In Silicon Valley, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.